Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey everybody, it's me, Titi Torres, and make sure you check out my latest interview with DaBaby on Tap In with Titi, Hot 97's newest podcast.
Tap In with Titi Torres.
Hey, it's Ibra Laura Rosenberg. Happy Monday. We're here. And check this out. This morning, if you guys play Law Never Loses, you can win a free pay-per-view code to watch the five-time world champion, Gervonta Tank Davis, as he defends his WBA lightweight title against the number one ranked contender, Rolando Romero. So they're going to go toe-to-toe on Saturday, May 28th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. So all you got to do is go to showtime.com or we're going to hook you up. Whoever wins, Lord never loses. We need two contestants right now. Hit us up, 800-223-9797. Here we go. Brand new Kendrick Lamar. Make sure you get the new album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers.
Yeah.
Let's go. Lord Never Loses next.
Yo, Shawty. Yo, New York City, Tri-State.
Taken over by this paper.
That's a fire.
Yo, am I bugging or is that super duper fire?
That's fire. That's fire. I tried to bust a couple of moves here in the studio.
Don't do that.
You know what I'm saying? It just
Yo, Laura, am I bugging or is that fire?
Bro, it's fire. What do you mean?
I don't know. Like, sometimes I don't know. Nah, you know, you think something's like, you'll be like, yo, this is so hot.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, people ain't paying attention to it.
Nah, that's a joke.
Or they don't get it, or I don't know, or sometimes you think something's fire and nobody else does. It happens.
Right. No, it's different. It's different because it's not like the classic maybe R&B. It has like these futuristic kind of sounds. It's
yeah. Fire. That's Pharrell. You know, that's Pharrell on the beat.
Ah, that makes sense.
That's Pharrell on the beat. Out of space off music. That Kendrick Lamar, Mr. Morale, and the Big Steppers. Stop all that tap dancing around a conversation. Oh, you playing more Kendrick?
Nah, I just needed to hear that space warm. Whoa.
But even the dooku 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 dooku. But
yeah.
Turn that up.
In my life, I couldn't sleep last night because I felt this.
It can make you want to like pop and lock. You know what I'm saying?
Hard.
Yeah, people can hear it at first and be like, what is this? But you gotta get in the pocket, right?
Yeah. Peanut, your father should detox. My calling is right on time. Transformation, I must have 1,000 lives and like 3,000 wives. You should know
that. He going in.
Yo, when he says Enoch, your father, he talking to his son. I think he got his little boy, because he says it a couple of times on the album. I think he named his son Enoch.
Which is a whole nother, if you know the book of Enoch.
Talk to him.
It's a whole nother level. I didn't know his son's name was Enoch.
But he says it a couple of times on the album, talking about my son Enoch.
Wow.
Kendrick's D. Enoch, a biblical figure, a patriarch prior to Noah's flood. The son of Jared and father of Methuselah. He was of the antediluvian period in the Hebrew Bible.
Yeah, and the book of Enoch is, it kind of just released in the past maybe 10, 15 years. Like, it resurfaced. People didn't find it.
You
couldn't
really
find the book of Enoch. Yeah, it's kind of.
Really?
It's fairly new, and it speaks of fallen angels. It's very deep. If you can get your hands on it. It's out there, though. You just Google it. Book of Enoch.
Yeah.
Put you on. It's crazy.
Yeah. Enoch. Psh. That's that Hebrew talk. Hebrews. You You know what I mean? It's Ebro Law Rosenberg. Good morning, vibes on a Monday. You know what I mean? Let's see. Today's weather is not scorching like it's been, yo. This weekend's heat. Listen here, families, family members.
It was like that.
I was standing still sweating on Saturday. Yeah. I took Issa outside to play Saturday and was like, yeah, yo, I got to go change my shirt. And when you over 220, listen, when you over 220, heat like that, you just got to bring a towel. Ain't no way around it.
Facts. You know what I'm saying?
And if you bald headed like me, you ain't got no hair to catch the sweat, so it's just running off your top of your head. Dripping.
Right.
Can't be dripping.
I got to get back in the habit of bringing a little towel with me, man. Over the pandemic, I got out of the swag. I always kept a little rag in my pocket, man. Because, I'm sweaty, fam. I got to get back in the habit.
You need that.
Bruh, it's not a game. I forgot. Yo, shout to all the Haitian, you know what I'm saying? All the Haitian people. You know what I mean? Yeah. Haitian Flag Day went down Saturday. It was a big celebration out there at Pier 17. It was nice, man.
Sac a fête.
Yeah. La Union Fête La Force, B.
Yeah, Michael Brun.
Yo, J Balvin pulled up.
Yeah, Wyclef.
Wow.
Wyclef, Kes.
Yup. A bunch of people, like some artists I didn't know, but clearly the crowd knew early, like killing it.
So shout to that movement over there. Laura, how was your weekend?
It was good. I had a good weekend. I was taking the little one out, but guys, let me tell you the same thing. We were outside, but my man was looking at me like. He had his towel. He was.
Oh,
like,
he brought a towel. He better than me.
He was like, "This ain't it."
Bro.
You know, when you got kids, you can't just keep them home. You got to do stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm like, so we got to go.
That's right.
No, but we had a good weekend, though. It was fun.
That was right. You got to keep it moving out here. This week, though, we don't get into the. I think there's a couple of days we're in the mid 70s, like today. Tomorrow's just getting to 70, so everything's around 70, and the lows are around 60. So we bouncing in between 70 and 60 with some chances of rain all week. So it's going to be a nice, mild, beautiful New York spring week as we get geared up for Summer Jam.
It's going down.
2022, June 12th, MetLife Stadium. I think we got tickets right now, right, Laura Stiles?
Yeah, I mean, not right now. We do got tickets later on the show, but the tickets for right now, it's actually a free pay-per-view code to watch Gervonta Tank Davis, okay, go up against Rolando Romero going down on Saturday, May 28th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Shout out to Showtime. They're hooking us up.
Showtime Boxing. You're getting laced right now. Call. Who we got on the line? So, let's see. It's get it time.
We still a little hood over here.
The phones are still broken?
Phones still broke.
So, yo, wow.
So well, everybody was taking the weekend off, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, man.
Dang.
I mean, we can still get some Laura Never Loses cracking. Let's
facts.
Do it. Six
That's
seconds right. on the clock. Shawnee with the question. Let's play.
Laura Never
Loses.
Right. Here we go. All right, who is apparently considering removing his...
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
Apparently considering removing
Three.
His...
Two.
Earlobes. Chris Brown.
Implants?
Incorrect. Chris Brown? Word?
Nah. I'm like, his implants?
Who's apparently considering removing his offer to buy Twitter?
Elon Musk,
that's a fact. Which U.S. holiday... always falls on the second Sunday
Ebro.
Of May.
Laura.
Ebro.
The second Sunday of May is Mother's Day.
That's a fact. Tie game. Which awards show says...
Laura. Ay, Dios mío.
Ooh.
Which award show? The only thing I can think of is the Oscars want Chris Rock to host.
That's
so
a
the
fact.
Oscars.
For
there you
year,
go.
For
okay.
Next year, that's facts. Who was the first U.S. president to be assassinated
Ebro.
In office?
Laura.
Ebro.
Abraham Lincoln.
That's a fact.
Okay.
Abraham Lincoln, tie game.
Ooh.
Whoa. Okay.
Yo, Lincoln was the first. They was like, yo, get this man up out of here.
You didn't know that, Shawnee?
I mean, I did.
John Wilkes Booth clapped him in a theater.
Yeah, wow. That was foul, man. Dude was just trying to see a little show.
Free, you gonna free these black people, huh?
That's your agenda. All right.
What wow, Shawnee's working hard to really try to give me the lose.
Now I try to wait till the last, you know how I do. Okay, here's a good one. I lost it. Now here you go.
Oh my.
What is the most common last name in the United States?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
The most common last name in the United States is
two.
Smith.
Wow. Ebro is.
Bang, bang, bang. I got one on the board. Nobody gets anything, though.
Yeah, how'd you know that?
I don't know. I figured it was either Johnson or Smith.
Right, I was thinking Johnson.
I was thinking Johnson, too.
Me, too. Smith? Wow. I didn't go Smith. And that's and when you said it, I said, that's definitely it.
Smith, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
There it goes, man. Ebro wins. Nobody wins.
Oh, man.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Staff.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, man, our girl Doja Cat made a really, really sad announcement over the weekend. So I'll let you know what's happening coming up, flashing lights.
It's commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Smash like that.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, there's a it's something I want to ask the team, and you guys could chime in later on the show. I believe I was a part of some sort of traffic ticket trap. Remember last week I told you I got a ticket for having my phone in my hand while I was driving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And on one side, and then people started giving me weed because there was a weed dispensary right there. Shout out to this kid. Midtown is his name. He told me I could shout him out. I saw him again. I asked. Shout out to Midtown. Yeah, I saw it because they got a dispensary right there. So and I'm always over there. So anyway, but I think I was walking there the other day, and I saw officers giving traffic tickets to families.
Mm.
Like cars with husbands, wives, and kids in the back. And I was like, wait. This is the same block. And then it was like multiple cars. It was mad cars getting the same traffic ticket. It's a trap, B.
It's a trap.
And I think it might be illegal.
Really?
It might be. I'm not sure. I'm not a lawyer. But it's definitely a traffic trap. And they're giving out tickets. I'll talk about it right now, though. Flashing lights, Laura Staff.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
Oh man, on Friday, Doja Cat went on her Instagram stories to reveal that she would no longer be opening for The Weeknd on a stadium tour this summer. She also canceled all of her festival dates due to a healing process she's about to embark following a surprise tonsil surgery. She wrote, "Hi guys, I wanted you to hear it from me first. Unfortunately, I have to have surgery on my tonsils ASAP. The surgery is routine, but the recovery is going to take a while due to swelling. That means I have to cancel my festival run this summer as well as the weekend tour." And then later on, she followed up with another message. It said, "Doctor just had to cut into my left tonsil. I had an abscess. My whole throat is effed up, so I might have some bad news for y'all coming soon." Ugh, this is horrible.
Yeah, that's terrible, but I think it's also exacerbated by the fact that she talked about how she's got like a nicotine addiction and the vapes and all that, right?
Yeah, and that's what people, oh my gosh, you know, and people think it's just a little vaping, but those vapes, and I'm talking about the nicotine ones, they're highly addictive and they do a lot of damage to your throat. If you, I mean, they're not good, period, but there are some people who, like, Ebro, they suck on those things like 30 times a day.
30?
Yeah, 30.
Yes.
Way more than 30, Laura.
Rosenberg would be like, yo, 4 or 5 times an hour all day.
No, oh. Way more. Y'all are way low on both.
Really? Oh, my gosh. What would you say? Or just all day, constantly.
She
talked about being addicted.
I mean, everyone's addicted. You can't really. It's you can occasionally find someone who just like every once in a while, you know, like they go out to drink, they hit it a couple times, but nah, she's on it. Like you could tell when she does her live, she's on it. Did she confirm that's what happened?
She said that she. I read, anyway, where she wrote about how her vocal cords were strained and a doctor gave her some medicine and she decided to hit the vape, which caused some sort of abscess on her vocal cords. And then she talked about how she's, you know, addicted to the nicotine or whatever.
Yeah. In a series of tweets, there's one that she said, F out of here with that. Throw it away then, queen. Because her fans were like, just toss it. Get rid of it. She's like, it doesn't help anybody. It just sounds condescending to anybody who's actually struggling with nicotine addiction. I've tried all of that throw it away-ish before. It doesn't work. And then she talks about, because people are, you know, fans were trying to suggest what she should do, you know. She's like, and what makes you think I can't buy a 50-pack right now? It's not about throwing it away. It's about needing them. Right now, I need them. I don't want them because I'm in pain. My brain is addicted to it. So she's on Twitter just being completely transparent about being addicted.
Damn.
Yeah, man. Yo, what, Rosenberg, can you explain them car batteries people are smoking on? Why is the thing so big?
Yeah, well, those are the ones where it's kind of like you're making your own. Like, you can decide the amount of juice you put in and what it tastes like. Those joints that you mean they blow smoke and you're like, yo, do you just smoke 100 cigarettes at once?
Yeah. I'm like, yo, what is that?
Yahoo!
And it's mad brolic like a brick.
Nah, it scares you too. Like those things always freaked me out. Like you pull that thing, looks like it could blow up at any moment.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, I had a vape period. It was, I'll tell you this, the vape period was tougher to kick than cigarettes ever were.
Really? Wow.
Yep.
Because of the convenience, right?
It gets the convenience, and because it's so convenient, and you don't have to go outside to do it, you do it so much that for me, I was someone who, when I smoked cigarettes, I would only smoke a pack a week. But when I started vaping, I became quickly the equivalent of a pack a day. Quickly.
Man.
And now it does. It's more addictive, but less damage with the smoke part.
That's, yeah, for most people, but it's like everything. You might be fine with it, but you might not be.
Right. Yeah, damn.
Ah, man, we're sending love to Doja Cat, man.
Yeah.
Man, that's your flashing lights report. Time is 7:01, high of 75 degrees. Today, rain this afternoon, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, coming up, I'm giving, what's the kid from the Yankees?
Josh Donaldson.
Josh Donaldson's getting the congratulations. You played yourself.
How could he not?
How could he not? And we'll break it down, too, because, yo, sometimes you're just playing too much, fam. You don't know me like that. Why you talking to me like that? I might bust your ass out here, but if I can't whoop your ass, I'm calling management. That's coming up. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. We love y'all for listening. Thank you for joining us.
WQHTFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah.
choice. Hey, Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg, thank you for locking in. Good morning. If our phone system worked, I would tell you about this money I would give you and Summer Jam tickets. And a shot at $25,000. But here's the deal.
Go.
We so hood, the phone still don't work.
Still?
Hit the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I don't play. This is going on since Friday.
Yeah, man. It's been going on since Friday.
Still.
Still. No phone.
Them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still. Still.
Taking their time to correct the phones.
Still. Also, still going on out here is people playing themselves. They think they can play with people in certain ways. And this one is a young man by the name of Josh Donaldson. He plays for the Yankees. He thought it would be a good idea to joke with somebody, a black man, that don't like him and he don't like, by calling him Jackie. In reference to Jackie Robinson. Now, the young black man who plays for the Chicago White Sox. His name is Tim what, Rosenberg? What's his last name?
Tim Anderson, the great Tim Anderson.
Phenomenal baseball player.
He's a very, very high-level, big-deal player. Emotional leader of the White Sox, too.
And so this Josh Donaldson character who plays for our New York Yankees thought he could just play with him talking about Jackie because Tim had said a little while ago that he was somewhat like Jackie Robinson. Not in the social aspect of being the first black player, but with regard to how he likes to play the game. But there is an undertone in the Major League. I don't even know if so much of an undertone where Major League Baseball needs to do a better job of getting young black athletes into baseball. This discussion we've had on this show before and what that's going to be like. But because of that undertone and because of what Tim said about himself, Josh Donaldson thought it would be a good idea in talking ish to him on the field to refer to him as Jackie. And Rosenberg, was it just one time?
I don't know.
I read somewhere it was more than once.
Yeah, but throughout, it was during one game, but it might have been multiple times.
In one game. In which Tim decided, you know what, I'm going to try to whoop this dude's ass. But because I can't whoop his ass, because everybody got in the way, and you know what, I'm going to just go to management. And so now Major League Baseball is having this whole conversation because of Josh Donaldson. And I'm told that there's going to be some repercussions from Major League Baseball towards Josh Donaldson for using this, I guess I would call it, unsavory name calling, to say the least, because now it's turned into a racial conversation. And for that, you get...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Because I know Major League Baseball fans do not want to have to talk about race in baseball. That is the one place where they have avoided dealing with a lot of things in society and discussing race. And now it's here. It's on your doorstep. Because Josh Donaldson wanted to call Tim Jackie.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
I was watching, I turned on the Yankees game yesterday. This happened on Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
I turned on the game yesterday. I swear to God, they talked about it for 45 minutes during the game. 45 straight minutes.
This was the second game on ESPN?
Yes. On ESPN, talking about it, and I could just feel how some of the broadcasters was trying to pivot away. And I don't know the man's name on ESPN. Sound like a black man. He was like, nah, we talking about this.
Nothing to worry about.
We talking about this. And for that, you get...
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And then what's going to come out next? How Major League Baseball broke many promises that they were supposed to be building baseball diamonds in black neighborhoods around the nation, but instead invested in the Caribbean and the Dominican Republic and other nations and haven't invested in black neighborhoods in this country. That's about to come out next.
Wow.
So now we're here. Enjoy. Laura, what you got today?
So I saw this floating around the internet, Viola Davis, the amazing Viola Davis. She was part of a panel called Women in Motion at Cannes, at the Cannes Film Festival. And she was opening up about, you know, racist microaggression she's faced in her career. She said that she had a director, okay, called her Louise on set. Who is Louise? It's his maid.
Oh, damn.
She's like, I knew him for 10 years, and he looked at me in the face and called me Louise.
Wow.
And she's like, things like this happened to me throughout her whole career. Damn. And people are like, yeah.
Called her Wheezy.
He called her Wheezy.
Damn. And you knew him for 10 years.
And you called me Wheezy. As in Jefferson.
No, as in his. I say no. Wheezy. Right, I was right. Representing Jefferson. I know, but nah, that's not what he was talking about.
He was referring to his maid, Shawnee.
I know, it's horrible. It's
he was referring to his own maid as Wheezy?
Yes. No, Wheezy wasn't a thing. Louise. Louise is his maid's name, and he was calling Viola Davis Louise.
Louise.
Oh.
Right.
Because Viola Davis reminded him of his maid?
I'm guessing so.
Seemed like it.
Yo, this is like the same story. This is messed up. Yo, you know what the theme is? Get the button ready. Don't call people out their name.
Yo, stop playing with my name. Don't call me out my name. You play too much.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
All of it. Rosenberg, what you got today?
I mean, I kind of got to give it a couple of more sports ones. You kind of got to give it to Tiger Woods for his effort at the PGA Championship this weekend. Boy, love Tiger.
It. He fumbled it. I heard he was plus four trying to go into it.
He had to withdraw. Saturday, he played his worst round ever at a major. Ebro, he barely avoided 80.
Damn. I might be able to keep up with Tiger now.
Calm down. No, you couldn't. But you'd still be 20 behind him. But it was the worst.
Give me the 20 handicap.
He was the worst round Tiger's ever played. And listen, it's going to be a slow bounce back as he tries to build his legs back from this injury. But at the same time, I cannot be a biased journalist, and I must give him.
Congratulations. Oh, wow. You played yourself.
That was a bit.
Different type of delay. Different type. Yo, and quickly, can I just circle back to the Josh Donaldson story?
Please.
Because the impetus of Josh Donaldson calling, what's Tim's last name plays for the White Sox?
Anderson.
Tim Anderson. Jackie. Was just talking ish on the baseball field. But there's certain ish talking that, I mean, people going to learn sometimes. They got to learn the hard way that you just don't play with. And by the way, some people don't play at all. You could be talking ish with somebody on the basketball court just playing the game. You say the wrong thing, they don't give a damn. They don't give a damn. And I just want to tell y'all and remind y'all, don't play with certain people, especially if you white and I already don't like you. Because apparently Tim Anderson and Josh Donaldson already didn't like each other. And then you calling him Jackie?
Congratulations. Wow. You played yourself.
So all that Big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I don't play.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
It's not what you want, fams. It's not what you want. On the way, curved. It's going to happen. People get curved every single day, and it's going to happen right here. And we record it. And then we play it for y'all. And, we get entertained by somebody else's pain. It's the way of the world. It's the way of the world. Cast one. Talking to the moon. 97 minutes commercial free.
Stop it, nothing on Turner.
Yeah, you know I mean, Summer Jam artists.
We going to Summer Jam.
Wait, who's going to Summer Jam? Junior Choi?
Yeah. He on that stage.
He's on the festival stage.
Yeah, he on that stage. Juice.
Right, I forgot. DJ Juicy bringing him out. Plus Pusha T. Plus Fabio. Plus Shinsia. Plus Burna Boy. Plus the City Girls. Plus Dream Dog. Plus Lil Baby. Lil Durk.
Girl Code.
Girl Code Brooklyn will be on at festival stage.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, we're a little bit, you know, black people being offended by subtle racism really drives some white people insane. Because now, I don't know if you guys saw the clip of Yankees fans chanting Jackie while Tim Anderson was at bat.
I did not
Pee-wee.
See that.
Yep, Pee-wee, they like disrespecting the black man again.
So, he's upset.
Yankees fans at it again.
Well,
I might have picked the wrong team. I might have to get off. Thought supporting the Yankees was a good idea.
Well, if you're trying to find a team that doesn't have some group of fans that are either A-holes, B, racist, or C, both, you're not going to find a team in this country. Yep.
I guess I won't be watching baseball.
Or anything else for that matter.
Not basketball, I think I'd be all right.
You don't think, really? You don't think there's racist fans in basketball? Or not even racist?
I could find a city and a team.
Maybe. I mean, but by the way, I mean, the fans, I don't know if it's inappropriate for what the fans are doing. You don't know, obviously, if they're probably just trying to talk ish. But have a little understanding of time and place, you know, and that, like, how this is being discussed. It's not the same as...
Fans just like being D-bags, right?
Right.
Fans
they're just like especially against the opposing team.
Yeah.
But it's
and,
not
but
cool.
You, but, by the way, and here's the thing, and this is where I was going. Both can be true. You could be, I thought I was just talking ish. There is some subtle racism in it. And you didn't mean it. It can all be true.
Right. And by the way, that's probably what this all is. Someone was being an a-hole to someone else. They were talking trash. Didn't necessarily mean it in the way it's being construed, but it doesn't matter. Like, you still chose to say it, and it can obviously be construed that way.
And the person who is an actual living black man walking in those shoes in a league where there's not a lot of representation... And it's been problematic and talked about openly, is offended and likely hypersensitive because he's a black man in a league where there ain't a lot of black men, and there used to be.
Less than 8% now.
Wow. Because Major League Baseball did not invest in reaching out to black neighborhoods and black athletes. That was not a priority. They prioritized the Caribbean over American black athletes. And all of this can absolutely be true. It doesn't have to be one or the other. And I think that type of discussion and realization is hard for people who try to oversimplify racism to understand.
That's right. They want it to be like, because it becomes, well, hey, Josh Donaldson, he's not a racist. We don't know that he's, and then they want to lean into that as opposed to, well, hey, we don't know if he's a racist or not. But we know that comment in particular could easily be construed that way. So it should be apologized for, and there should be some sort of action about it, whatever that may be. If I'm the Yankees, I make a statement condemning it. If they want to suspend him for a game, they could. If they just want to condemn him, they can. But
now
everyone needs it.
I'm told Josh Donaldson hasn't done a great job with the apology part of this.
He told a whole story. I don't know if he made it up, but he told a whole story about their relationship, which everyone on the White Sox is refuting. And the White Sox players were like, yo, you don't have friendly, funny nicknames with players you're not friends with. That's not a thing. Then they also added that he hasn't gotten along with any of the locker rooms he's been in. You know, they started that. That was at least what the White Sox players were building. Donaldson, at the end of his thing, basically hit him with a, hey, if that's how he took it, I'm sorry.
That one.
But it came after a minute of sort of making up excuses about it and then was like, but if that's how he took it, I'm sorry.
Yo, in any of these scenarios, even in your real life, if you're listening, I know people have a hard time with apologies, especially if their intention wasn't bad. But guess what? Your intention and the way it received is received as two different things.
Completely.
It's two different things. And there's nothing wrong with being like, yo, I botched it. I was playing with something that I shouldn't have been playing with. And I thought we was cooler than we actually are. Screwed that up.
Right. Listen, just go on YouTube and look me up. See the amount of times I've apologized profusely. I'm the king of, oops, I was totally wrong. I'm sorry. Because we talk every day for 8 hours. How are you not going to be wrong sometimes? Ebro, you've done the same thing. How are you not going to be wrong sometimes? Absolutely. And people hate saying they're wrong.
Yo, I've been fried on social media for playing too much.
And what'd you say?
And I screwed that up. It wasn't funny.
In the moment,
I thought it was funny, and I played too much.
And now I look back at it, and I'm cringing. I don't like it. And people don't like to admit that. They just, like, this could be very simple. If Donaldson had come out that day and given, like, a profuse apology, like, guys, that was a completely inappropriate joke, I shouldn't even mess around with Jackie Robinson's name. I'm really, as a baseball player and as an American, I should not have played around with Jackie Robinson's name. I'm sorry to Tim. I'm sorry to Jackie Robinson. I'm sorry. That probably would have deaded the conversation for the most part. People don't like to do that, though.
When this happened? This happened on Friday?
Saturday.
Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Okay, Saturday.
But it doesn't help that the White Sox then whooped up on the Yankees all weekend.
Wait, and then they played again yesterday.
That's right.
Twice.
Played twice yesterday.
And this is, oh, wow.
And Yankees fans are chanting, Jackie, every time Tim Anderson goes to the bat.
Wow. So it's been, it's
not. And the Yankees still lost. Matter of fact, hit them with the button.
They got swept yesterday in a doubleheader. Played yourself.
It's not looking good.
They just hope it's going to go away.
And by the way, this is the season where they went and dug up old tweets of another Yankees player where he was using the N-word from rap songs and people was coming for him.
You better shut your white mouth.
Well, he was, yeah.
He wasn't calling anyone a name. He was reciting lyrics from songs.
Right, and he wasn't quite white.
17 years old.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Shawnee's drop. I was referring to shut your white mouth. That's all.
Oh, got it. But, yeah, nah, it's cool to apologize, man. People mess things up.
Like us. If you want to call us, you can't because our phone lines suck and they're broken. We apologize. That's trash.
We're sorry.
We can't. We could bring DJ John in the room just so we could sing the song. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Yo, John.
Yo.
What would you have given away if we had phones that worked?
A pair of Summer Jam tickets. I would have laced you up, but.
Yo, man. So raggedy. Yo, what a raggedy production.
Oh,
no
man.
Phones, man. No half a grand, no Summer Jam.
Half
no
a grand is over, by the way, bro.
Are we not giving money away no more?
Nope.
Hit yourself with the button.
No,
yeah, there's no more.
But Summer Jam is yes.
That's trash, too.
Summer Jam's yes.
But look on the bright side. No Sham Vault to talk about.
I like talking about the Sham Vault. It gives me something to, make fun of. Because it's such a corny radio shenanigan.
You want to play a new game where you just say, like, hey, I'm thinking of a number. If you guess it, I'll give you money.
It's like any number between zero and infinity.
If you get the one. And by the way, I'm not showing you what it is. You just have to take my word for it.
Yo, John, it was good to see you, man. Yeah, did you get on your bike and get some exercise this weekend?
I did yesterday. It was hot as hell.
What? Stupid yesterday. How many miles you get in?
I was close to 20.
Good job,
boy.
Man.
Yeah, close to 20. little sweat. Saw the family.
You feeling good?
Yeah, I feel good. My knee's doing a little better. Trying to work it out. Trying to stay moving. You know what I'm saying? Move your body. Go. Drink water.
There you go.
Yeah, man.
Me and Shawnee Culture.
Just those are the things to get Ebro to shut up. You know, yeah. I'm just out there trying to move and drink water. He just knows what to say to make Ebro happy to leave him alone.
I would love to leave DJ John alone. I just want him to be healthy. That's it. I don't want to lose the guy. If anybody's going to kill DJ John, it's going to be me when I put him out in his underwear and, you know, 0 degree temperature.
Yo, did I tell you I walked into my cousin's house yesterday naked? They're like, yo, why are you wearing? I rode my bikes. I wore my skivvies. They're like, yeah, I'm basically naked at the table.
Your cycling outfit could definitely make you look naked, but you should never walk into anyone's house all willy-nilly with that cycling outfit on. It is very, it is too much.
It's inappropriate. It's inappropriate. It's
no one's trying to see all that.
I sat in the back of the house.
It's entirely too much. Wow. Shawnee Culture, we had a good time Saturday, Pier 17.
We absolutely did.
South Street Seaport.
Michael Brun and all the whole IET Posse.
Haitian Massive. Nice.
Yeah, that was a vibe for sure. Like, if you've not been to... I think it's one of the places to hit for a live show this summer for sure. You know what I'm saying?
If you don't know, there's a venue, a performance venue down South Street Seaport. It's called Pier 17. It's on a rooftop. There's a bunch of restaurants down there. There's a lot of people just hanging out. But we saw the Fugees there.
Amazing.
One time. And then, Shawnee, you also saw Coffee there.
Coffee was there last week. She did in Buju, the African Buju.
Yeah.
Not I'm Buju in a Bonta. Big mood. You know the tune. You know what I'm saying? So right, a lot of people were fooled by that. They thought they were coming out to see Coffee and Buju Bonta.
Hey, Shawnee.
But anyway, it was really, really nice venue. But big up to that Buju. He did an amazing job. But this weekend, Michael Brun, Kes, Wyclef, you know what I'm saying? Mad Haitian flags, Haitian flag weekend, Haitian flag day leading into the show. It was just dope, man. Big family vibes. We was out there early, got out there like 5 o'clock. That nice breeze, that Hudson River, you know what I'm saying? That bridge.
It was good. And then Shawnee was out there taping video guys for his culture movement.
Yes, so you
were doing interviews. At which point, you know, myself and my friends, we brought our children to this all ages Haitian flag extravaganza with Michael Brun. And Shawnee starts interviewing the children.
Oh my God.
No, I didn't start.
At which point I didn't know what was going on. All I turn around is to Shawnee telling my one nephew, Aiden, nah, man, you can't be saying that on camera. What was he saying on camera?
I don't even remember.
Shawnee starts trashing the kids saying their on camera performance wasn't good enough.
Oh yeah, something like that. I don't know. We was just chilling and my camera dude just turned it on, thought it would be good B-roll of like messing with the kids. So I don't know what was really
being said. Why are you destroying my nephew's
I wouldn't do that.
Confidence, man.
They're going to be on the cutting room floor. No, I was trying to, you know what I'm saying, get him up to par.
They're not even going to make the cut.
That's crazy.
It depends. We got to check the footage when we go back to the lab.
Oh, my God.
But I had fun with them. Issa was out there. We had a new secret handshake. Me and Issa have a new secret handshake.
Wow. Shawnee's teaching my child gang signs. What's going on, man?
Your nephews was out there trying to get me and Issa's handshake. So I'm like, yo, you're not doing it right. You know what I'm saying? You on camera, you got to do it right. So it was fun. Good fun, man.
Uncle Shawnee teaching kids bad habits and destroying their confidence early. Good job.
They was beating me up, man. All types of stuff. It was good times.
On the way, flashing lights. Laura Styles was popping.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, a big announcement from Doja Cat, man. It's pretty sad, and I'm actually pretty concerned. So we'll break it all down coming up. Flashing lights.
Cast 1, 97 minutes commercial free. Hey. Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Love y'all for listening. Hopefully your commute is smooth. Enjoy the sunshine.
I be so sick of you. That contradicting. I be so.
97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hola.
Say hola.
Yo, put Kenzo on the mic, yo. Young Baby Light, say something.
There you go.
I was like, no.
That's all she got. Mm. Young Baby Light, we're going to get her on the mic soon. You know what I'm saying?
She's starting to say more words. She got more words now.
What she be saying?
Oh, she has a nice clear no.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Coming out and clear.
Try to weaponize that no early.
No. I'm like, really? Clear. No. I was like, oh. She says mommy, daddy, or poppy. She calls Pee Wee Vee Vee. She's trying.
Vee
Vee. Every dog is a Vee Vee.
That's pretty cute. That's pretty cute.
Yeah, but that no, they gonna weaponize that no. My favorite thing when East was young was telling her no don't mean nothing. Your no means nothing around here, kid. Get out of here.
That's what they learned first.
Good time. Let's go. Flashing lights, Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for that.
Flashing lights. Laura Styles gonna put us on.
All right, so on Friday, Doja Cat went on Instagram to give some bad news. She's pulling out of touring with The Weeknd for his stadium tour this summer. Also, she's canceling all her festival dates, all due to the healing process that she's about to embark following this surprise tonsil surgery. So she goes online to says, "Hey guys, I wanted you to hear from me first. Unfortunately, I have to have surgery on my tonsils ASAP. The surgery is routine, but the recovery is going to take a while due to swelling. This means I have to cancel my festival run this summer as well as the weekend tour." Now, later, she follows it up with something even scarier. She says, "Doctor just cut into my left tonsil. I had an abscess in it. My whole throat is effed up right now. I might have some bad news for y'all coming soon." So that was super, you know, that's sad to hear, but also on Twitter, she also revealed that she was dealing with an addiction with vaping. Mm. And people were telling her, like, "Yo, just throw the vape away. Just get rid of it." And she's like, "It doesn't help anybody. And it sounds condescending to somebody who's struggling with addiction." She's like, "I'm struggling with nicotine addiction." She's like, "I've tried all that. Throw it away. It doesn't work." So she goes on in a series of tweets, but just revealing that her addiction is really real when it comes to vaping. Oof.
I mean, listen, is she surprised that fans in the comments on a YouTube, on an IG live didn't give the best advice? Or their intentions were good, I'm sure. But you got to do more than just throw it away. If you've been as addicted as it seems like she's been, she got to have a plan in place.
Yeah, man, that's sad. Also, really quickly, remember the guy who attacked Dave Chappelle on stage?
Sure.
So I don't know if you remember the story, but you know,
the guy who got Keith Sweat twisted up. You're saying the one who's twisted?
Yes, that guy. You know that when he got caught up, he got caught. He was saying that the reason he did it was because of gentrification and how it affected his grandmother. That was the reason why he did it.
Wow. Okay.
Now, you know, then you saw news that allegedly stabbed his roommate. So he has all these other charges going his way. But now the latest on him is that he says he did it, okay? He stormed the stage to hurt Dave Chappelle because he was triggered by Dave's material. He says he identifies as bisexual and he wanted him to know that his jokes were triggering.
Okay. That's where he's going with it?
Yes. Yes.
Well, guess what? You still can't run up on people, fam, with some sort of gun that shoots knives or whatever that thing was.
And then he said also he was, and he also blames homeless jokes that were being said on stage. And he used to be homeless, so that triggered him too.
Okay, well, you still can't run up on stage and attack people. And what does this have to do with you stabbing your roommate? Isn't he in trouble with like attempted murder for stabbing his roommate?
Yes. It's insane. Anyway, that's your flashing lights report. Time is 8:05, high of 75 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, Rosenberg.
Hi.
Did you know that the highest black percentage of baseball players in Major League Baseball took place in 1981? 18.7% of baseball players were identified as African-American.
Mm-hmm.
Since that point, it has dropped all the way, as you pointed out earlier, to about 8% today, a low of 6.7% in 2016. And baseball players that identify as Latino is as high as 27.4%, a high of 27.9% in 2006.
Yep.
So with regard to the conversation around Tim Anderson referring to himself as Jackie Robinson, he wasn't obviously saying that he was breaking any sort of color barrier. But as far as being a black man in a sport that is underrepresented with black athletes, to some degree, and being as talented as he is, bringing the conversation back around to black baseball players, there is some context there.
Right, because there are that few black players in the game again right now.
There's that few black players in the game again right now, and his style of play and how he's playing, bringing attention to other black athletes, that this may be a sport for you.
Right. No, there's some, I'm sure there was some rationale behind what he said.
But it's very interesting to see how everyone, well, not everyone, but many people, there's nothing racist at all about what Josh Donaldson did. And the at all point part is the peculiar piece for me. You may not understand this type of racism, or you may not think that this type of racism should be deemed as offensive as Tim Anderson took it. But that doesn't mean it's not racism at all.
Correct.
Or there's not any racism in it. Doesn't mean that Josh Donaldson is a racist either. People struggle with this level of nuance.
Nuance?
I see. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough on people. It's tough. T-Bro Laura Rosenberg, good morning.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. T-Bro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
CD 101.9.
Smooth jazz.
No, we're Hot 97.
Oh. Ebro Law Rosenberg, good morning. Yeah. We are here on a Monday. The vibes is right. I mean, as far as Mondays goes, the sun is shining. Enjoy it, man. And it's not as hot as it was this weekend. This weekend was brutal.
Oof.
No, it was working. Yeah. Wow, B. I need to get back in my bring a towel mode, man. I'm slipping.
Oh, you're a towel guy?
I'm definitely towel. When you over 220, man, it's towel time.
It's towel time.
It's towel time. And there's something about being bald-headed, too, because you don't have no hair to, like, catch anything. So when the sweat happens, it's running. It's happening. All the way down the fierce.
Down the fierce. Yeah, I didn't really know how to dress this weekend either a little bit. I mean, I was all right,
I could tell by what you was wearing at the event.
What was I wearing?
You had, like, high socks on with sweats.
Yeah, I had
and
some
a long-sleeve dashiki.
Ooh. It wasn't, well, it's kind of like this.
Mid-sleeve.
Like,
but then your sweats mid-fall. Was rolled up, so it was like you wanted to have shorts on, but you didn't.
Yeah, I pulled the sweatpants up, you know what I'm saying? So I had a little this was ankle out.
This event was outdoor?
It was outdoor.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? I'm like, we're going to be by the water, so it might be a breeze. I don't really know we're going to be there until the nightfall, so I'm not sure. You know
wait, so, Ebro, describe the outfit one more time that Shawnee had on?
He had it. He wasn't doing fedora. Fedora was out because it was too hot, but he had a bandana on.
Facts, okay. Facts.
Then he had a mid-sleeve kind of dashiki fitted, you know, top on.
To the forearm.
Then he had sweat like a tracksuit. Pant on
like some loose
with long socks on and then you know sneakers but the sweats was rolled up so I could tell he was like an in between
yeah at one point
he didn't know what to do
I had to pull him up like yo it's hot
he didn't know what to do do I wear a long sleeve or a short sleeve or I'm gonna wear like a show elbow length sleeve
yeah let me go in between because I don't know they said 90 but what's the low that's the high
What pants does one normally rock with the dashiki? Because I've never heard of tracksuit pants.
Well, it was like a white. It went.
Yeah,
I mean, it made sense. It made sense when you saw it. But I could just tell by the length of everything that he wasn't quite sure.
Right.
Because now, did I have this discussion with you, Shawnee, or someone else? Because I went the whole other way. I dressed like we was going to the swimming pool.
Facts.
Yeah. I had on swim trunks, you know, short. You know me. I'm in shorts and a t-shirt. I barely... I could have just came out there with no shirt on and swim trunks. It was so hot to me.
You could have went straight in the river, like right there. Bottom.
Straight swimming. I was ready to go swimming.
Easy.
But shout out to everybody that was out at Bayo celebrating Haitian Flag Day and celebrating Haitian culture on Saturday. It was a great time. All right, so I want to run something by all of you on this program. I, and for the audience, I received a ticket the other week for driving with my cell phone in my hand, which after further review, the law in New York State is very strict, where if you can get a ticket for sitting in your car with your car pulled over, if your car is running, if you have your cell phone in your hand.
Wow.
Someone and another lawyer told me technically they can give you a ticket for standing next to your car if your car is running and you have your cell phone in your hand.
Oh,
if they
okay. want to.
What?
Technically. I don't know if it happens, but technically.
That's so perfect. Give everyone an item, then tell them if they have that item, they can be arrested. Great. Go ahead.
Well, so for my scenario, the car was running. I'm in the car, but I was stuck in traffic, so I wasn't moving, and I got the ticket. But so I get the ticket, fine, boom, move on. The next day, I see more cops on the same block giving families tickets. They were in the same scenario, stuck on this block by Madison Square Garden with their phone in their hand. And it was, I saw at least three or four different families. And the reason I'm pointing out families because they're in the car, you know, kids, full car. They were going to a graduation ceremony at Madison Square Garden, either going to or leaving. And it dawned on me that this is a trap. They're trapping people in this block because there's always traffic there. Another thing that's always going on there is guess what people are doing? Looking for places to park. And or trying to contact their loved one to pick them up.
Okay.
Right. So guess what they're doing?
Posting up again.
They're on their phone.
On their phone, yeah. So you're saying you got caught up in the matrix?
Well, I mean, not just me, but everybody's going to get caught on these side blocks by these venues if there's a lot of traffic because people are, A, texting, trying to say, hey, meet me at this corner or where are you? Or calling a loved one to try to be like, yo, where do I pick you up? And or using one of those parking apps to find empty parking or a parking garage where they could park.
It's a setup.
It really is.
And it's not against the law. And it's not against the law.
For them to set you up.
These type of traffic, what they call like, what do they call them? Speed traps or traffic traps or whatever. It's not technically against the law in many states.
Damn.
Wow.
So that block, I believe it's 31st Street, right next to the garden between 7th and 8th. They got people just standing there, multiple officers. That's all they're doing. And walking up to your window when you're sitting there stuck in that block because everybody gets stuck in that block. Right. They're walking up to your window, tapping on your window and writing you a ticket. And I was thinking, you know, listen, this might be some sort of trap. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a way out of it. It's completely legal.
All legal.
And they know that that people are going to be on their phones. And if you pull over, you can't even pull over to check your phone right there. So if you're picking somebody up from the garden, there's nowhere to pull over to even like turn your car off, get out of your car and try to meet someone. There's nowhere to pull over. There's nowhere to park. You're stuck and you're trying to pick somebody up from the garden.
Right. So you're calling up to be like, oh, I'm right here. I'm pulling around.
Can't even do it. Ticket. Right.
Bong, got you. Bing, bong.
Now, you could use your hands free in your car, of course. Mm-hmm. But if the signal's not good in the garden, then you're texting someone.
Right. You got to get familiar with using the talk to text on hands free.
That's the only
way.
By
the way, Apple has pretty good. You can really, it does work pretty well.
But I think because they know, A, people are stuck right there, B, it's an opportunity to remind everybody about these 5 points that you can get on your driving record if you have your phone in your hand. And then on top of that, they're going to get a couple of dollars out of it because you know they're trying to get the money back up in the city.
Right.
They lost a lot of money during the pandemic.
And they had their quota.
Right.
On top of that, Cass, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you guys about the number of tickets I narrowly avoided yesterday, being that when I drove, anyone who does the 95 South Drive knows what I'm talking about, right? Anyone who drives to Philly, D.C., Virginia. Yesterday, I came back from D.C. It was just my day, bro. Every place there could be traffic. I mean every place. Delaware, mm-hmm. Jersey, Outer Bridge Crossing, Verrazano. You know, wherever I went, it was the worst. I was so impressed that I didn't actually, like, lose my mind and commit a crime. Like, that's how bad it was. And by the way, I did commit a crime. You end up at a point where the numbers are so bad, you're watching your Waze, your Google Maps, you never get closer. The time never gets closer. Right, you're like, right. This can't be possible. So you start making decisions, Ebro, the driving in the shoulder, like you see everyone doing it, you're like, uh-oh. I might have to do the shoulder.
That's right.
I had a few of them. I'd rather not say, Shawnee. Chill, Shawnee.
Yo, Shawnee, always trying to entrap somebody.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Yo, live on the edge, man.
Yo, what crime did you commit, Rosenberg?
Right. Rosenberg, where and when? And do you have any photo evidence you could share?
Right, exactly. Break the rules, man.
The gurus are next. Make sure you lock in. What's the guru email? I heard the email was getting low. People are tired of y'all.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com.
Send one right now. You might get on in 3 minutes.
New York City. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, Josh Donaldson of the Yankees. You effed up, B. Gotta own it. Gotta own it. It's spiraling now. It's gonna become the talk point of the season.
I don't know if it'll be the talk point of the season. You think so?
I mean, it's gonna hang around for a while. Season is probably a dramatic, super dramatic. But it's gonna hang around for a while because you're in a league that has decreased in the amount of black players it has. It is not a sport that black athletes gravitate to, Major League Baseball. And then when you go and examine the reason that what's Tim's last name? Anderson, Tim Anderson, even referred to himself as a modern-day Jackie Robinson, and I'm paraphrasing. He didn't say it that way. He just said, I kind of feel like today's Jackie Robinson because he changed the game, and I feel like I'm getting to a point where I need to change the game. And then Josh Donaldson of the Yankees, in a back-and-forth talking ish on the diamond, called him Jackie. I read more than once, but I don't know if that's actually true. But that's going to become the examining issue of what Major League Baseball has done to A, attract black athletes, B, lean in on social issues, and then you have this issue on top of it.
I just think it's an issue of Josh Donaldson's credibility. Because the fact that people don't like him. Because it's not that offensive that someone said, I'm like so-and-so, and then you mocking them, call them that name. Because basically what you're saying is, you're not Jackie. That's what you're saying. When you're like, all right, Jackie Robinson is one of the great, he wasn't just a guy who broke the color line. He's one of the greatest baseball players of all time. Mm-hmm. So being like, all right, Jackie Robinson, but it comes off, to the point you're making, it comes off as feeling inherently racial because of the role Jackie Robinson played. And no one seems to like Josh Donaldson. No one seems to trust him as a source. So it looks really bad.
That's right. But I'm just saying it opens up a conversation, and that's why I said it's going to be a talk topic, because it opens up a greater wound, a greater conversation around what Major League Baseball has or has not done. And then black players who, you know, some I've talked to, I know, you know, they've been on this issue of Major League Baseball investing in baseball diamonds in black neighborhoods for black kids to play. And that's been a thing that has kind of fallen by the wayside and not supported by Major League Baseball. So we'll see where it goes. But nonetheless, Josh Donaldson is spiraling. We can hit you with the button one more time before we get to the gurus.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com. Where the gurus unite to uplift you, to guide you through your darkness. Shawnee Culture, burn that sage.
Cleansing the energy.
Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises and tell us who needs us out there in guru land.
Send.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com. The guru, guys. I am literally down to my last email. We recently had an abundance. We are now empty. So if you want the guru tomorrow, you better send an email today, damn it.
Send.
I don't make these up. I wait for the real deal. The guru Laura at gmail.com. Here's today's. I went digging in the crates and I found this ditty.
D-I-T-C.
That's right. Shouts to D-I-T-C. Dear gurus. I'm 22, living in my hometown. Growing up, I've always struggled with confidence. Because of this, I've always had a good work ethic. Never went to parties or just hung out. Always hustled and provided whatever I needed on my own. Because I live in a small college town, everyone knows everyone. And since my hard work has been paying off, the women have started to take notice. I went from a quiet, nerdy-looking kid to a seemingly successful young man.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having a terrible time fighting them off.
Okay. Struggle.
You say struggle?
The struggle is real.
The struggle, exactly. Struggle.
Back, you heathens, back.
I truly desire to have a healthy relationship.
Mm.
But for the life of me, I can't stop knocking them down.
Oh, poor guy.
I came to the realization that I had a problem when my mother threw a 4th of July party and invited me to meet her coworkers. They were all having a good time, drinking, and constantly flirting. By the end of the night, I took two of them down.
Man.
I don't want to come off as boastful. No, you wouldn't.
Oh, my gosh.
You're working
but
so hard not to.
Because I'm truly ashamed of my lust and lack of discipline.
Mm.
I really feel like I have a problem. Since then, I've had random encounters with another number of women. I'm young, and I don't want to wake up to have a child or an STD. My pops is a dog. His advice, keep running through him. Here's the good part for me.
Shawnee laughs.
Ebro, Shawnee, Cast, I need advice. The other gurus are judgmental as hell. Parentheses, Rosenberg. Do you listen to this show? I love the show and listen faithfully every day. Shout out to Laura Stiles and the Florida Agricultural and Mechanical University.
What?
Okay.
I guess he's shouting out Laura Stiles and his college at the same time. I don't know.
Got it.
I just find it hilarious that of all the things to criticize me for, there's so many. But sitting next to Ebro during the gurus, I'm the judgmental one. He said, Ebro will decide in two sentences, nah, beat it.
Right.
And it's too bad because the subject you're talking about, I'm very equipped to talk to you based on things that I've studied in my life to help you. But you know what, pal? I'll leave it to everyone else.
That's not very guru-like for you to leave it to everyone else.
You know what, pal?
He didn't want it.
He
said he wanted Shawnee, Ebro, and Cass.
So go ahead.
Because he doesn't want to be judged. I mean,
how old is this guy?
By the way, everyone judged him during it.
Yeah. Right. Like, how old is he? How old is he?
He's 22.
Keep running through him. That's it. So since the guru, what are we talking about?
Well, I will say this. The fact that it's in the forefront of his mind, what he doesn't want to be, you're on the right path. Even if you are concerned about your potential addiction right now, which you should go to therapy for, the fact that you are aware that what you're doing is a fool's errand, a waste of time and energy, right, is a step on the right path. Because it doesn't, if you're looking for something real, you're not going to find it the way you're going about it. Because even when that something real presents itself, you're going to be so distracted by chasing and knocking them down that you may not even be in the right frame of mind or readily available because you're spending energy in other places. But the fact that you even have the wherewithal to have the thought,
right,
and to know you need it at your age with your accessibility to what sounds like a bountiful orchard of vagine.
You know what I'm saying?
You are doing pretty damn good, young man. So
this is what you gotta sing, little boy.
Cause I want she and she and she, and they love them some me. I ain't the dude they gon' say bye to. I ain't the dude you gotta lie to.
It's easy.
Well, I'm gonna tell you when they stop loving you, when you are when you've run through it all and you're just old out here trying to be a gallus, then you right, quickly become disgusting and skeevy. Right. So get it out of your system,
get
now.
It out the system,
reel
early.
It back in.
Right.
Protect yourself. Be smart and stay focused, man. You'll get focused. It'll happen for you. It'll get boring. It will get boring. Yeah. Trust me.
And to your point, the fact that he has a conscience, he's straight. Right now, you're 22. I'm with your pops, you know what I'm saying? Live it, you know what I'm saying?
There is a warning,
be safe,
though.
There
be
is
safe. A warning. There is a warning. You can become so sexually distorted during this period if you're not careful that when you find something real, it still won't be enough because you're so sexually distorted. You're so accustomed to having multiple, mm-hmm, or whatever you want, whenever you want, or new. You know, like I always say, the only thing better than new... No, the only thing better than one is new, and the only thing better than new is two.
Right.
You can get right, so far down that path to where you can't come back. So,
right, right.
Careful,
it becomes difficult.
Young Jedi, swing thy sword ever so carefully.
I mean, and the other part, because it's a small town, there's the other part of the drama, because all the ladies know each other.
Are they talking about you already?
They talk,
man,
about you, and then you just gonna be the scumbag of a small town.
And then nobody gonna want you anyway. Yeah. You were just a plaything, and then they won't take you serious. So there's things to be, there's things to consider here on your path.
Might need to move.
But give yourself time. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with yourself. You know what I mean? And try to, you know, think through this and spend the next, you know, 8 years into your 30s. Figuring it out. But I do think you should see a therapist because I think...
Already? A therapist?
Just to begin talking about it.
Well, listen, here's the bottom line. If you're doing behaviors you don't like that clearly make you feel guilty and you keep repeating them, that's a problem. That whole idea, I mean, listen, I know I'm a judgmental guru and he doesn't want to hear this, but if you want to stop and you're not, Ebro's right. It's good that he realizes that.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
to just say keep running through them, that's just going to develop a callus to this thing that actually doesn't make him feel good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen to yourself. Don't be conflicted, right? If you got two minds about it, then...
Yeah, then there's something that's got to change.
If he's got a level, like Rosenberg said, if he's got a level of consciousness already, go talk to somebody. Especially, he says he's doing well for himself and he's got money and all that. Use the tools, B. You got tools out here.
Oh, and as the judgmental guru, let me just add that the first 10 sentences did sound very douchey. Chill out, bro.
And be honest. You know what I'm saying? You really want to just be honest. Don't be a player. Be honest.
Tell them so what it say is. The non-judgmental gurus.
There you go.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We don't do weakness. Yeah.
Yo, and that's a perfect example. Women often talk about their hoe phase, right? Like you hear women have this discussion about their hoe phase. Men have the same thing, where you go through a phase.
Real.
Yeah, you going through a hoe. Use a hoe, fam. Use a hoe.
But I'll tell you this though. not to get too deep, but I'll just say this. The reason that one resonates, the irony of him saying to not get my advice is I had a lot of behaviors for a long time that I thought were normal. You're just being a guy. This is what guys do. It's all good. And then I turned around and blinked, and I was much older and still doing these things, and it was very detrimental to my life. So
use a hoe.
Exactly. So just be careful.
Just be careful.
Use a hoe. I said that use a hoe.
You know what I'm saying? But let them know who you are. If this is what you're doing, be honest with yourself. Clear your conscience.
Oh, yeah, don't be a liar. Don't be out here selling dreams to people. Yeah. Talking about you love them and use a hoe. Coming up, Flashing Lights, Laura Staff.
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, I'll let you know about this documentary that the Nipsey Hussle Estate is dropping. I'll give you more details coming up next.
Let's do it right now. Flashing Lights, Laura Staff.
Laura Staff's got the 411 on the Flashing Lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the Flashing Lights. And Laura Staff's gonna put us on.
So Nipsey Hussle's family is making sure that the cannabis empire he'd started to build comes to fruition. On Friday, the Nipsey Hussle Estate dropped the new documentary titled The Marathon Cultivation, which chronicles, you know, Nipsey and his brother Samuel, everything they went through to creating their, you know, Marathon OG marijuana strain. So they were super passionate about this project. So it's out. It's called The Marathon Cultivation.
Rosenberg. That's very dope.
Yeah.
That's very dope.
Also, in other news, you know, Cardi B, it's a lot of pressure, man. Asking her for new music. Where's the album? Where's the album? So she recently opened up that she's been experiencing technical difficulties with her new music. She's like, please, it's not an excuse. She's like, I had plans to release it. And she went on Twitter and released like a voice note, like a voice message, letting everybody know that she can't give anybody details on exactly what's happening, but that it's coming and she's working on it. Have you heard anything about this, Ebro?
I have.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Give us anything.
Hey, listen, man. When the album's ready, it's going to come out. That's it. There's nothing really there. She says she's recording. She's right. Running some technical difficulties. But, you know, when the album's, when it's time, it's time. We'll get it. We'll get it. Listen,
Do you think we'll get it this year?
Nobody in the history of rap has leveraged one album to so much success. Cardi B has put out one album, y'all.
Yeah.
How long ago? 4 years?
About 4 years ago.
And has exploded to international stardom. And not just because of that album, but clearly because of her personality and her social media reach and just everything else. But they finessed the hell out of that album.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure for this new one, but we're looking forward to it. That's your Flashing Lights report. The time is 8:53. Today will be a high of 75 degrees, rain in the afternoon, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Hey everybody, it's me, Titi Suarez, and make sure you check out my latest interview with DaBaby on Tap In with Titi, Hot 97's newest podcast.
Tap In with Titi Suarez.
Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.